This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.
18 minutes now before 9 o'clock. It is a treat to have special guests Awadhajan Pratt and Maestro Edward Leonard with us. Good morning, men. The Due Maestri who are here. It's wonderful to have you both.
Awadhajan's the maestro, too.
The concert is Saturday night with the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have Awadhajan Pratt as guest conductor.
Conductor and soloist, yes.
And we're going to have you in the audience.
I will be running cameras and lights, yes. Well, this is Awadhajan's show for sure.
And it'll begin with music by Arvo Pärt.
Correct.
Why did you choose Arvo Pärt to start?
It's a good question. I like the piece quite a bit. And as it turns out, the program is a program in A. So with the concerto, the Mozart concerto in A and the symphony, Beethoven symphony in A. And I thought it would be kind of cool just to have these distinct bells and... just sort of set the tone of A with this piece, and it's not heard that often, just for strings and bell and it's beautiful.
No better reason than that. Yeah. Can't top that. Beethoven's Seventh at the end, and you playing the 23rd Concerto by Mozart.
Yeah, it's the greatest hits in a way, but. I keep saying in rehearsal, "Oh, let's do it again." It's really it's not bad music,
It's so, pretty good.
But they make a nice pairing, actually.
It's a terrific program. But Beethoven's Seventh with a slightly smaller orchestra, yes, Maestro
Correct.
Leonard?
Yeah, I've been to all the rehearsals, and I was telling the orchestra last night, it's you're so used to hearing this with quite a large orchestra and even doubled winds and. We're used to that kind of gargantuan effect on this piece, but it's a totally different experience to hear it with a smaller group. It's very nimble. It's this symphony, I think, to me, is the most energetic. It's just relentless, the energy, and it's just exhausting in a good way. And Awadhajan's really bringing to fore the chamber music quality of the symphony and the nimbleness of it.
So it's... somewhat boiled down, lean and mean.
Yeah, it's lean. That's exactly right. It's maybe not mean, but it's lean, but it's lean for sure. And but it is nice to be able to hear there's so much intricate music that Beethoven wrote in the inner strings, in particular, that add this energy that Eddie's talking about. That we're able to hear with sort of reduced, we have to balance the woodwinds a little bit, but it's really fantastic how the orchestra's executing how I would like to hear it. So it's been terrific.
The voice of Awadhajan Pratt, conductor and soloist in the concert 7:30 Saturday night, Levy Hall, Rodef Shalom Temple, with Edward Leonard. Taking a break and having Awadhajan Pratt as our guest conductor and soloist. But this isn't the first time. In a moment, we'll hear a little of the Beethoven from your last visit, which was wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I, am grateful to Eddie for having me the first time and for appreciating what I did and inviting me back a second time. It's nice to work with, some of these same musicians, basically. And, we had a wonderful, that was Beethoven. Oh, that was all Beethoven,
all
right?
Beethoven.
That was all Beethoven with the Eighth Symphony. So, we're developing a kind of little language here every couple of years. So it's
great.
Nice.
Well, we'll hear it in just a moment.
Yeah.
But I want to catch up with you. You were born here. This is home for you.
Yeah.
It was East Liberty, yes, in your early years.
Yes. Yes, so happy to be back in Pittsburgh.
You drove yourself here. That's
nice. I drove here from Cincinnati.
Fast.
I drove fast from Cincinnati. But yeah, so there are no connecting flights from Cincinnati here. So, and I've been living in Cincinnati for 20 years. So it's I won't say how long it took me to drive, but I drove expediently.
oh, boy.
But
I'm glad you made the trip.
Sure. I'm a safe driver.
But tell me, where are you now? Is Cincinnati home, or you're all over the place? Working all over the country, if not the world.
Traveling quite a bit. But this past fall, I took a position at the Cincinnati Conservatory. Sorry, San Francisco Conservatory. I've been in Cincinnati Conservatory for a while, but I started San Francisco Conservatory in the fall, which has been a terrific place to be. So I'm in San Francisco quite often now, you know, in between concert trips. And but speaking of energy, there's a lot of fantastic energy at that school. They've done really kind of groundbreaking things, such as buying some of the music management companies and the record company. And actually, their radio station, it's not KQED, is it? It's K. There's an E and D in it, a K, but
I think it's affiliated with KUSE in Los Angeles. The two stations are California Classical Radio or something like that. They cover the whole west part of the country.
But that their station is in a broadcast from the conservatory also. So it's, you know, there's a brand new building with great recording facilities for students, like an oversized classroom. So there are a lot of ways that it's in terms of curriculum as well, on the leading edge of getting the next generation of musicians, you know, ready for what life looks like this century and not still the middle of last century.
Mm-hmm. Howard Dudgeon Pratt, who's with us this weekend. Let's hear a little of the Beethoven that you brought, the Piano Concerto Number 1.
Number 1, last movement.
Thank you. first piano concerto by Ludwig van Beethoven with the Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh, Awa Dajan Pratt conducting from the keyboard. And he's here live in the studio with Maestro Edward Leonard. Welcome once again to the two of you. Your concert is Saturday night, but it's Mozart, the 23rd concerto that you'll be playing on Saturday.
Correct.
And what did you think listening to this recording? You were conducting from the keyboard here.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that in a long time, if ever. So, yeah,
it came together really well.
with a lost rehearsal. We lost a rehearsal on a snow day.
Wow.
It was a big storm last time, so this is a better time of year to be here for sure.
Saturday night with Awa Dajan Pratt. And how do I get tickets? I can show up at the door.
You can show up at the door, or you could go to copgh.org/tickets. Just find our concert page. You can get tickets there. It's $30 online and $35 at the door, general admission.
Sounds like a bargain to me.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal, I think.
And you also have another concert before the close of the season.
Before the close of the season, June 1st and 2nd, Zuli and Yurio's going to sing with us the Strauss Four Last Songs. It's an arrangement for chamber orchestra, Copland, Appalachian Spring, and Honegger Pastoral d'Été.
Wonderful. That'll be a good closer. But this weekend is hard to top with Awa Dajan Pratt. I have to always ask you the origin story. It was here in Pittsburgh, but it was early for you. Where did you leave Pittsburgh and go to after your beginning here?
Left and went to Normal, Illinois, about 2 hours south of Chicago, right, almost in the middle of the state. But so I was there for a while. For a long time, that's sort of where I grew up. And then I went to University of Illinois. And then Peabody Conservatory, and then I moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico for about 10 years, and then Cincinnati, and now San Francisco. So I've covered the country a little bit.
You made some wonderful recordings that we play, Beethoven and Brahms, and recently, was it Zymont? You made some unusual repertoire.
Well,
recently.
There was Zymont about 10 or so years ago, and then this year was the album, or last year, the album Still Point, a piece written for me by Jesse Montgomery called Rounds that won a Grammy for best classical contemporary piece just this year.
Congratulations.
So, yeah,
that's wonderful. She's
very
amazing,
exciting.
Isn't she?
Yeah, wonderful.
Her star has been
ascending
for
a while, yeah, and it's high.
As is yours. You're all over the place. Other guest shots, visits. Did I say you were in Chicago? Where all have you been in the last year or so?
Yeah, this piece, Rounds, that she wrote was really quite popular, and so I guess I began 2023 with Chicago Symphony and Minnesota Orchestra. I did it with Boston Symphony as well. And then I guess that piece has had about 35 performances or 35 orchestras in the last 2 years. So I've been, all around with that. Had a little Beethoven 4 in Annapolis, Maryland last weekend with a friend, Jose Luis Novo, was conducting, so it was very nice. And then I'm actually playing next week. Next week is Gilmore Festival, Coleridge Taylor Quintet, and then the week after, New Century Chamber Orchestra in San Francisco, back with the Rounds. So,
Awa Dajan Pratt, we are proud of you.
Thank you.
We claim you for Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Started here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're a Steelers fan.
I'm
still
a Steelers fan. Absolutely. I'm happy about this quarterback situation, so hopefully it pans out for a win. So.
Excellent. We're going to try to get the Pirates to win for you this summer,
okay,
too.
All right.
And do you have your French fries on the sandwich from Permanti's,
Oh, yeah. I was down in Fort Lauderdale earlier this year, and they've got a Permanti's down there, so twice.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. And tell me, how are we doing on making the world of music more colorful? You were a flag waver, a standard bearer early on as a major artist in a field that doesn't have enough people in it, African-American soloists and classical music musicians.
Trying to make a difference there. The Art of the Piano Foundation, which I started, started a Nina Simone piano competition this past summer, which happened in Cincinnati for African-American pianists. The finals, which were terrific, were with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and they put it on a subscription concert, so the house was full, and all the the concertmaster, all the principals were playing. It wasn't just kind of a throwaway week, we'll just do this competition this week. So it was really fully integrated with the orchestra, and we had three terrific young soloists, finalists, a young man from L.A., who studies at the Colburn Conservatory, a young man from Juilliard, and then the winner was Clayton Stevenson, who's in New England Conservatory, who Clayton, I think, got fifth in the last Van Cliburn, played an incredible Tchaikovsky concerto. So we're super happy about that. So this year, coming year, with every 2 years, so this coming 2025, the opening rounds will be in San Francisco. The conservatory in San Francisco is all of Art of the Piano has moved out there from Cincinnati. But the finals will still be with the Cincinnati Orchestra, since it was such a terrific event. So
look forward to hearing more about that. Thanks for doing that great work.
These kids are amazing, and it's we're really happy to be able to get them a platform.
And I love that you're carrying the name of Nina Simone forward. Yeah. She had those pop hits, but she wanted to be a classical musician, went to Curtis, and her career was not really encouraged.
Didn't manifest, yeah.
So thank you for doing that work.
Happy
and thank you for this weekend. I hate that we have to say goodbye. It's always hard for me.
Maestro
Edward Leonard, final word? Anything we should add?
Come see us Saturday. The tickets are going fast. Go online, get them. You can get them at the door, but it's going to be packed.
This is Chamber Orchestra of Pittsburgh at Levy Hall of Rodef Shalom Temple, 7:30 on Saturday night. One performance only to hear Awadajan Pratt, Pittsburgh treasure and a treasure of the world as well. Thanks for coming in to talk about it live this morning.
Thank you,
Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much.